Okay, folks, we now have reconvened for our afternoon session. It is 35 past 1, and this is time for item 13, public comments, for comments which are not on the agenda. And I have one speaker card, and I don't see anyone else. So,
Mr. Chair, remind everybody the cards are at the back of the room if they have a.
Particularly for the next item 14, since now we have closed public comment. So if you need a speaker card, they're in the back of the room, and then you give a card to our clerk of the board here on my right, Mr. Edward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards. And I wanted to visit with your board a little bit this afternoon and bring some issues to your attention in connection with the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. This is a sanitation district that serves the communities of Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano. And in fact, the facility processes between 2.4 and 3 million gallons per day, and the facility is actually located in Oceano next to the airport. I mentioned two items. The first item is a very alarming matter. It's a matter that resulted from the flooding of the facility in December 2010. Ultimately, your board imposed a fine of a little over $1.1 million. This was appealed to the state board, and now is a matter of litigation in Sacramento Superior Court. This is a burden on those ratepayers, the continuing litigation, the cost. They've spent more than the fine itself to date in defending the matter. I know, Mr. Chairman, you're quite aware of the situation, and it is a matter of litigation, pending litigation. If there's anything your board can do to help bring that matter to a close, it would be greatly appreciated. The second item that I'd like to discuss is kind of a difficult issue now with regarding facilities are close or near the ocean. And certainly in the situation, the South Sanitation District facility is quite near the ocean. They have a need, and in fact, your staff has asked them to make significant improvements to their facilities, improvements that would run in the tens of millions of dollars. And I think before there are commitments to those kinds of improvements, some real issues, planning issues need to be taken into account, particularly with regard to sea level rise and the new Coastal Commission sea level rise guidance document. There's also discussions of recycled water and use of that. So I think it's important to look at the big picture for the future of that facility, and I'd ask you to direct your staff to maybe lower the pressure or reduce the pressure on that district to move forward with what they term redundancy, and maybe again take a little bit a longer term look at it. There are sites nearby. They may want to follow the pattern that Morro Bay has taken and literally move their entire facility. So those are the two matters I want to discuss. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Edward.